Have you ever met a game steward? Probably not, since it's a new job title created by Turquoise Goat co-owners and partners Leah Katz and Joey Kudish. When patrons arrive at the soon-to-open Vancouver Board Game Cafe, they'll be greeted by a steward whose goal will be to offer up the perfect game. The steward will be like a sommelier, but instead of recommending a Chardonnay, they'll suggest a game to play. That's useful since the Turquoise Goat will have hundreds and hundreds of games. They will get to know you. They act as a host at your table, but also recommend and teach games to you, explains Katz. So there's no reading the rulebook. In 10 minutes or less you can know a new game and be having a great time. And if you have any questions, they're there to answer them or settle any debates. The games are the focus of the new cafe, which will mix the late 80s and early 90s decor. Expect neon colors, murals, toys, and pop culture, with exposed brick at 122 West Hastings Street. The Turquoise Goat has moved into the former Catch 122 space. The longtime Gastown brunch mainstay has shifted operations temporarily to next door while a planned relocation to North Vancouver is complete. The food will fit around the theme with fun, tasty dishes, and simple plating so gameplay can continue. They'll also have breakfast cereals, for that Saturday morning feel. Don't worry, they even made sure to get larger tables so plates and playing surfaces both fit. It's a board game cafe for everyone while there will be some cocktails mixed and beers on tap. The drinks won't be the focus. I feel we're really missing a social gathering space in Vancouver that's not alcohol-centric, says Katz. So while we do have a liquor license here, and we will serve alcohol, our primary focus is on creating a warm, welcoming space that anyone feels like they can come and spend time in and enjoy themselves with friends or family. To that end, they've also curated a selection of teas and coffees and plan on being open to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday, though they're closed on Tuesdays, and 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, meaning people have somewhere to hang out deep into the night without feeling the pressure to drink. Creating an inclusive, safe and open space is important to the pair, who identify as queer and poly. As we approached being business owners, we also felt it was important to have those kinds of openness and values in our business, says Katz. We've hired individuals who are like, hey, you know, I'm queer and poly, and I've never felt safe to say that at work, or, I've never felt accepted. If we don't do it, who else is going to? They're also working on being as accessible as possible. Some games include Braille. They've curated a selection for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. There are games that work well for colorblind folks, and some with different languages or that don't require strong English skills. Wondering what kind of vibe to expect at Turquoise Goat. Dinos and D20s should give you a bit of an idea. We can't wait to host you for games, snacks, bevies and more, starting early November. Stay in the know, sign up at https://t.co/nmurlcdqpic.twitter.com/eoxgexier4g. Turquoise Goat Board Game Cafe. At Turquoise Goat, October 19, 2022. More than just a games cafe, Katz and Kudish have a lot planned for their space. The games cafe is the tent pole, but they'll also run it as a to-go coffee shop weekdays. It'll open at 11 a.m. with fresh baked goods and a cup share program. Games and a late breakfast will be an option on weekends, too, as they'll open for brunch at 10 a.m. and for those who enjoyed the game they just played, there will be a retail space at the front with the games people played in the cafe, along with accessories and candy. And that retail space will be digital, as well, with an online store with pickup and delivery options. They also have plans to collaborate with local makers on special editions of games. And the space will be used by local gaming communities for regular gaming nights or special tournaments. Kudish says some groups already have meetups in the works. Need-to-know doors at the Turquoise Ghost are expected to open November 5 for a soft launch. The cafe at 122 West Hastings Street will be open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. On Fridays it'll be 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. with Saturday open similarly 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sundays will be 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Normally it'll be $10 per person per 3-hour session. If it's not busy the session may be extended, but for their opening period, it'll be $7. On Wednesdays, students will be $5. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Turquoise Goat Board Game Cafe, at Turquoise Goat.